And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with great fear.
Whoo, wait! I thought I'd seen about everything here in my life, living out here on the prairie. But this, I've seen little baby lambs being born, and every time those lambs are born, it's special every time. But this, holy moly, oh, pardon me, pardon my manners. Oh my, you're awfully pretty. Would you mind watching my hat and my shepherd's crook for me? Oh, thank you. And here this big old angel comes to me tonight with his big old flappy wings, telling me a message about Messiah's being born in the city of David. Newborn babies. I reckon I ain't never held a newborn baby before in my life. Let me see here. No, not then. And certainly not then. It didn't happen then. You see, most parents don't much like the smell of us shepherds. I can't right blame them. Shepherding ain't a clean business. But man, this is an important message. I got to share it with all these people. And the angel told me it's got to be me. I've got to share it. Oh, but who's going to listen to me? I ain't got no reputation to speak of. And I ain't the kind of guy that people look at twice. That and I got to tell them a message of angel sightings and of Messiah's being born? No, it's no use. Well, maybe. Maybe if I just get myself together and get my manners on right. Maybe if I just speak proper the way Mama used to teach us. And maybe if I just clean the dirt out from underneath my nails and clean myself up right. Maybe if I brush my teeth and comb my hair and my beard real pretty. Oh, who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? You can't hide a man like me. What am I supposed to do with all my sheep anyways? Go off and leave them? It goes against every shepherding rule ever written. Maybe I ought to just stay right here. And why does this angel have to come and talk to me? There's got to be 100 more important people here in this valley tonight. It just don't make no sense. It don't make no sense at all. But maybe that's how he wants it. Maybe it's all part of God's plan. You see, this God we worship's been turning the world upside down around these parts for quite some time now. Maybe it ain't supposed to make no sense. Because I got to tell you, the people that the angels have been speaking to tonight, we all got ragamuffin in our blood. Well, let me see here. What am I supposed to remember? Well, that today a Savior will be born in the city of Bethlehem. And it'll be good news and of great joy for all people, even people like me. And the way that we'll find them, we'll find the baby wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a... Now get this, this is the real kicker, laying in a manger. I mean, goodness gracious, the Messiah of us all sleeping in an animal's feeding trough. Now my family growing up, we didn't have two sticks to rub together. We were poor, but at least I had a proper bed to sleep in. And this Messiah, it's coming. We've been waiting forever, and now the day has arrived. And this Messiah, it turns out he's going to be a whole lot more like me than I ever thought was possible. And this angel, I think this angel's a little bit off. You see, the angel said it was good news. This ain't good news. This has got to be the best news ever. Come on, boys, we got to get going. We got a Messiah we got to find.